and our friends on TalkSport and Talk Radio and all our friends abroad, a heads up for you for 2021, because our next guest is going to be one of the big pin-ups of next year. He's going to be on tens of thousands of walls worldwide. Let me introduce you to comedian, editor and writer James Falter, who's going to be a pin-up in a calendar for a rather special, you might say incredibly dull reason. Good morning, James, and I know you won't take that personally, will you? How are you doing, matey?
No, not at all. I'm very glad to be Mr. Dull March. It'll be fantastic.
Because you are featuring in next year's Dull Men's Club calendar. Are you a member of the Dull Men's Club? Because you're a comedian, a writer. You don't sound particularly dull yet.
I think I have one sort of dull interest, and it sort of strikes me that all the members of the club have some sort of eccentric hobby or strange side hustle that makes them duller than most. But I think on the whole, on balance, I have only a small dull side of me that's featured in my club membership.
Okay, and what facet of your personality is dull? Tell the listeners why you're in the calendar, James.
So I have a collection of somewhere in the neighborhood of 40 security envelopes. So for the uninitiated, envelopes that send secure things like checks or money or whatever have these patterns on the inside to obscure the contents from people who are snooping. And for whatever reason, I just started noticing these patterns on the inside of envelopes. And I got curious whether or not there was, how many different patterns there were essentially. And so I just started unfolding the envelopes and keeping them in a folder. They started accumulating and accumulating and accumulating. Now I have this kind of wonderful collection.
And is it a collection of envelopes sent to you personally, James, or are people now forwarding their own security envelopes to you?
I mean, if anyone out there has any interesting patterns they want to send my way, I'm very open to it. But for now, it's mostly just been things from just regular mail I get. You know, a lot of it is official mailing from banks or I'm a freelance writer, so I get a lot of pay stubs from all sorts of different places. And generally, those are the letters that contain the most interesting and diverse patterns. But they come from all over the place. I'm just kind of ripping open all my mail.
Have you ever done any research into who designs these patterns, or would that be too interesting for your very dull hobby?
Yeah, I've tried to sort of sporadically, but a lot of them just come from different companies, and I don't think there's necessarily a lot of public-facing information for who's kind of putting together these designs. But I'm very curious to find out more. They're really striking and beautiful.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, since I knew we were speaking, I've looked at a couple of ones I was sent recently, and there's something almost... Well, the ones I've been sent are kind of almost psychedelic-y. And I do wonder if somewhere out there there's a kind of Michelangelo of the security envelope who's working feverishly on this, and 100 years from now he'll be like the Andy Warhol of envelopes.
Right. Just one guy kind of toiling in obscurity, sending them out to all sorts of different companies. Yeah, I mean, I have to imagine there's someone like that. And the psychedelic quality is actually something. When I had them all lined up when I was taking photos to send to the Dull Men's Club for the calendar, laying them all out on my floor was a little bit of an Alice in Wonderland kind of thing. You started seeing like patterns and faces jumping out. They're very cool. I enjoy.
Hang on. When that happened, had you been drinking or eating magic mushrooms or something, James? What? You were seeing visions from your envelopes?
I'm glad I wasn't. But I certainly, if I had, if the collection spills out some like late night on my way back from a bar at some point next year when we can all go out drinking again, I got to be careful.
Now, with all respect, when you started telling me how many envelopes you had, I thought you said four, and I thought maybe 4,000, 400, 40,000. With all respect, 40 doesn't seem a huge collection, James.
No, it's not. And especially compared to some of the other members of the Dull Men's Club. I mean, I think another guy in the calendar has over a million different postcards, and I'm nowhere near that number. Frankly, I'm kind of curious how many there are in the world. I could be approaching a near-complete collection.
You could be approaching peak security envelope could be on the horizon for you. Wow, you'd have to find new worlds to conquer there, James, wouldn't you?
Because looking or at the I might have to start designing them myself.
Looking at the calendar, I mean, we've spoken in the past to organisers from the Dole Men's Club on this show. There's somebody from the Telegraph Pole Appreciation Society, and they've got photographs of more than 1,100 different telegraph poles around the world. Similarly with washing machines, there's a washing machine restorer who collects those. And the one I love particularly is, because women have been allowed in the Dole Men's Club for a few years now, and quite right too, because there are some, I mean, I've been married in the past, some incredibly dull women. Elena Camas, a design student, has photographed more than 150 different wet floor signs or caution signs. How did the Dole Men's Club become aware of your existence, James? Did you approach them, or would that make you almost interesting?
I approached them, actually. Yeah, I don't know if that was a point against me, but someone on the Dole Men's Council went to bat for me. But yeah, I'd seen something about them. I think that there was a short documentary, I think, about the fella who took the photos of different security poles, and I reached out and I said, "Is this dull enough for you?" Essentially, and they
they bit your hand off. They said, "Wow, dull! You're Mr. March. Wow." Have you told? Obviously, you know you're a humorist, and there's a huge element of great fun in this. Have you told friends and family about this, or was it a lovely Christmas present, early surprise for them when they unwrapped their Dole Men's Club calendar on the holiday morning?
It's definitely been a lot of questions and a lot of sort of slow realizations. My girlfriend knows about it, and she was sort of, we didn't really talk about it, which I think kind of says her opinion about it. But then when I'd reached out to Leland and some of the other Dole Men guys, and I'd posted it on my different Twitters and whatnot, and was telling friends about it, and everybody's first question was why, and then why again, and then for what purpose? So there's definitely been a lot of justification going on my part, but it's not really something I've been doing very publicly. I mean, it's not like something I have hanging on my wall.
Well, I think it'll be hanging on, as I said. I mean, they've got 50,000 members, the Dole Men's Club, and they sell tens of thousands of calendars. So it's a great thing you've done, a great achievement, I would say. Now, we're talking to James Folta, spelled F-O-L-T-A. I've read other stuff you've written, James. You're a very funny writer, humorist. One thing I was really intrigued by, and it was a little while ago I read this, given that we're approaching the new year, a lot of people focus and fixate on getting fit, on diets, on losing weight, on changing lifestyle. You wrote a very funny piece as a kind of riposte, almost, or a meditation on this notion of the Mediterranean diet, about the North Atlantic diet. Could you tell us what that would entail? It's kind of basically eating like the mariners in Moby Dick, I think, isn't it?
Yeah, it was kind of a riff on the Mediterranean diet, which I feel like, you know, especially in my circle, I feel like people just say it and there's no real understanding behind like what it is. Everybody just sort of says, "Oh, I'm on the Mediterranean diet," and everybody just sort of thinks, "Oh, well, they must be healthy. They're just paying attention." So I kind of thought, what could some other oceans be that could encompass a different diet? And it turned into, kind of playing with this like Melville voice of eating a lot of cod and drinking and waiting for your husband to return from long voyages and despair and despondency. And so, yeah, I kind of imagined what a diet would be like if you were a whaler whose life expectancy was marred by angry whales.
So how's the shutdown been for you? How's the pandemic been for you? I mean, obviously you're writing, so you're still working, but what's it like in New York at the moment?
New York right now is doing all right. I mean, I think the states in general is doing awfully. I mean, we're really the worst in the world in terms of the pandemic. But New York in the states got it really early. I mean, we had our worst months in April and May. So I think by now everybody's pretty used to the routines and the patterns, and just kind of being safe. And honestly, I've been very impressed and delighted with New Yorkers in general. I think we're a tough crowd, and I think we've weathered it pretty nicely.
Well, it's been great having you on the programme. It's been great fun. You mentioned your social media presence. I've seen you on all over the place. Where's the best place to find you, follow you, and read some of what you do, James?
Well, as you spelled out before, my name is James Folta, F-O-L-T-A, and I have a website that's just jamesfolta.com, and you can find me on Twitter at James Folta, and that's pretty much where I dump everything, all my smallest thoughts and biggest writing.
And you can find him on a wall near you for the Dole Men's Club calendar. He's Mr. March, he's James Folta, and he was our special guest this morning on Talk Sport and Talk Radio.